This is Growing in Grace. And now, here's Richard O'Phil.
God has taught us how to be happy and healthy. Now, I must say this very carefully, and I don't know exactly how it happened, but in some places a spirit of fanaticism has taken the high ground with respect to what we call the health message. A person came up to me one time and asked, "Do you want to be a member of the 144,000? Now, what can you say to a question like that? You have to say yes, but you know that there's more to come. And so I did. I said yes. Then the individual held up a copy of the book, Counsels on Diets and Foods, and said, "Well, if you want to be a member of 144,000, then here is the translation diet." Now, how would that make you feel? I think that's the way I felt. This kind of approach doesn't make you want to get into health or to be a member of the 144,000. We don't know the whole story yet, but this much we know, and that is that the 144,000 will not be translated because of their diet. They will be translated because they surrendered their hearts and lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. A person can be a vegan and worship Buddha. For this reason, I tell people, don't give up eggs, play them down, but definitely give up fornication. Do you see the difference? Now, if you're concerned about cholesterol, you'd better consider the matter of eggs. Eggs are loaded with cholesterol. Anyone who is serious about keeping their veins clean is not going to want to have 4 eggs for breakfast every day, so we should play eggs down. If you play eggs down, you may never eat another egg as long as you live. That's up to you. But if along the way you should happen to eat an egg sandwich sometime, you won't have to be rebaptized. Isn't that good news? For the same reason, I say don't give up cheese, but play it down. But we must give up lying. If you're serious about fat in your diet, you're going to have to consider the matter of cheese and play it down. It's been found that fat is one of the principal causes of diabetes, and cheese has a fat content of 50% and up. Now, if you play down cheese, you may never eat another bite of cheese as long as you live. But it will mean if you happen to see someone else eating a cheese sandwich, you won't criticize them. God has given us wonderful and necessary information as to how we can live in harmony with the laws of health. He desires that within the context of our mortality and 6,000 years of the ravages of sin upon our bodies, that we be in optimum health. In 3 John, it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health." In the pursuit of good health, what we need to address first is the matter of self-control. I can put you on a guilt trip, and you can put me on a guilt trip. And afterwards, we can go and pig out anyway. You see, the first thing we need, even before a class in nutrition, is a new heart. The Lord is so gracious in the way He leads us in every aspect of our lives. It's when we try to get ahead of Him or fail to put first things first that we can easily get out of balance. We can lose perspective and miss the big picture. But here is a danger. After I had been taking the principles of health seriously, I began to see an even worse problem manifest itself in my life. And that was to look at other people who were eating the things that I had given up as kinds of lesser life forms. Though I had gotten the victory over cookies, I now was guilty of the greatest sin of all, the one that Jesus condemned every time He saw it, and that is the sin of spiritual pride. When I realized the point I had come to, I could see my problem had never been cookies. The problem was, I couldn't eat just 2. So I had gone from the extreme of eating the whole box to getting victory over cookies. It dawned on me one day that it was easier to give up cookies entirely than to eat just 2 or 3. Now, someone may ask, but what about the sugar and the fat? Now, please think along with me. Stealing is wrong wherever you find it. If sugar were morally wrong, It would be wrong in orange juice. In the same manner, lying is always wrong. If fat were morally wrong, it would be wrong wherever you find it, including in an avocado. Now, friend, there's no doubt that when we process foods, the result is we tend to imbalance their nutritive value. And in the process, the cost goes up. The difference in the nutritive value of a baked potato and a bag of potato chips is obvious, as well as the matter of their respective prices. In principle, the closer we come to eating things as God gave them, the better. Not only for nutrition and health, but for our pocketbook as well. We're often inclined to look at health only in terms of what we eat or don't eat. If an angel were to come down from heaven and put all of the elements that comprise a healthy lifestyle on a table, and then instruct us that we could take only one, do you know the one we should choose? You know, we should choose exercise. To paraphrase a text, exercise covers a multitude of sins against the laws of health. Our forefathers may have had diets that were high in fat and cholesterol, but they worked it off behind a horse-drawn plow or washing the family clothes on a scrub board. Another element we need in our lives is water. When the car runs out of water, the engine burns up. We make our bodies ineffective and to some extent poison ourselves by not drinking enough water. By the way, when you really get thirsty, your body's not calling for a bottle of pop. You can take your water in the form of pop if you want to, but what your body needs is water. If we make a habit of taking our water in the form of soft drinks, we'll surely add to our problems. It's not easy to eat simple foods because we have our appetite so jaded. And this is why we need to pray for self-control. Now, you may think you've gone too far and that you can't turn back. But, friend, it's never too late to get a new start. Do you know how long it takes to establish a new habit in your life? Approximately 30 days. You can decide now that you want some changes in your life. And if you'll be patient, the Lord will help you to establish new habits in only about 30 days. Someone has said that good health is not everything, but without it, everything is nothing. God made us to be healthy. But we must remember that the foundation upon which the principles of health must rest is self-control. My favorite text on the subject of health is one that you can use too. It's positive, and it's for those of who are sons and daughters of God. It says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do it all to the glory of God." I want my life to be to the glory of God, don't you? I can't give you self-control. You can't give it to me. If we don't have it, then where are we going to get it? God is waiting to give it to us if we'll just ask Him for it. We must expect that self-control is not something that God will give us just once and that we will never need to ask for it again. I know this from experience. I've not arrived. I must pray for self-control often. By the way, speaking of arrived, if anyone ever tells you they've arrived, don't believe them. The only person who has arrived is dead. Even now, every now and then when I sit down to eat, I have to pray, "Lord, help me to eat slowly." Or, "Lord, help me to chew my food." Sometimes I have to pray He will give me the self-control I need to go out and get some exercise. Now, you might say, "Hey, that sounds like you're on a guilt trip all the time. That doesn't sound fun to me." Friend, there's nothing more fun than seeing the Lord work in your life. And there's nothing less fun than knowing your life is out of control. There can be no doubt that the health message God has so graciously given us can make sense and can be kept in perspective only as we ask for and receive the wonderful gift of self-control. Jesus said, "I come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Oh, how important this matter of health. How important that we understand where to put it in our life's perspective. And so let me review a few important points. Preparing for the coming of Jesus is not just about diet. There are people who worship idols who are vegetarians, and millions who don't drink alcohol reject Jesus as the Son of God. Another point, in the area of health, it's easy to go from one extreme to the next. The occupational hazards of a person who is into health are that they are very likely to be spiritually proud and even hypocrites because they sneak a cookie once in a while. Another point, a person who appreciates what Jesus has done and is doing in their lives will be sensitive to healthful living and will do it as an opportunity to glorify God. Oh, how wonderful that God has given us the secret to health. Of course, finally, when He comes, we will have optimum health. We will have eternal life. But until then, let's take health seriously. But remember what I've said. At the base of it all is self-control, something that we get as a fruit of the Spirit. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we know that You desire for us to be in health. Maybe we won't have perfect health until Jesus comes. But until then, give us self-control and make us sincere about health in every way, in Jesus' name.
If you would like more information about Growing in Grace, call Three Angels Broadcasting Network at 800-752-3226.